with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast Rolls with Cooper and Una. Ella was in for Una this morning. We had fun anyway, but we did miss Una. We were talking about little side hustles as well this morning, about maybe you're a little bit of an entrepreneur. What did you get up to?
I was just telling Ella that I have a massive Amazon delivery coming today. I am beside myself with zero excitement.
And why is that?
Because none of it's for me. And I just listed out all of the list of things, and you asked me, oh, are you getting into doing your nails?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all nail-related items that you're buying.
All of the nail-related items. No, my daughter, Elizabeth, has asked, could she use my Prime? Because I think there's free delivery if you have Prime.
Possibly.
And so, yeah, no problem. So she'd already given me cash that she'd saved, so I could then put it on her Revolut. And then because she couldn't buy it on her Amazon without the Prime with the free delivery, I had to then get her to send it to me on Revolut. So it was like money laundering going in our house the other day. But yeah, no, it's all arriving today. Fierce excitement, but it kind of got us thinking about being an entrepreneur, because she asked, does she want to get into doing nails? And I mean, she just wants to get into making money, becoming rich. She's got so many fingers in all the pies.
I was going to say, I feel like this isn't the first time you've come on air or even chatted to us in general about Elizabeth and her many, many talents.
She makes bandanas for dogs.
Yeah, that's so niche.
Like doggy bandos. But she sells them, and like people order them. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
She's done like the Royal Meath show. She had a stand and everything.
Wow.
I know. Like, and she has one of these sum ups, and she has like public liability insurance. She's 17.
Oh my God.
She did this 3 years ago. Like, what the hell?
Oh my God, I'm trying to think about what I was doing at 14. Like, honestly, making potions in the bath with like hair care products. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, like mixing them all together, being like, ooh, what can I make here? That's what I was doing when I was 14. Yeah. Never mind Elizabeth out here making bank.
I know. Were you ever entrepreneurial about that at all? Like, did you ever, like, try and set up something and make a little bit of side cash?
Kind of. Like, I unintentionally was semi selling cakes during lockdown.
Oh, okay.
Like, as in, because obviously everyone was at home doing nothing, so I used to just be in my kitchen baking and throwing up photos of my bakes on Instagram, and then people used to text me and be like, oh my God, can you make stuff for my birthday? And I'd be like, sure thing.
Stop.
Yeah.
How much did you sell them for?
I wasn't really selling them. Like, I was just making them, being like, here you go. And then people would hand me a little envelope being like, well, here you go. And I would say, okay. Probably shouldn't say that.
Do you hear that revenue?
That never happened.
In an envelope.
Yeah. A wee envelope, a little voucher.
Here, make us a cake, will you?
Yeah, oh my God, of course. Any flavour you want.
Protein with marshmallows.
Protein?
I don't know, whatever.
Get out.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
It's a rare occasion that somebody gets, our survey says, answer absolutely right. Did it happen this morning? Have a listen.
D to the O to the N to the A to the A to the L, don't. What is our survey says question this morning?
A new study has revealed 68% of people think we will see this during our lifetime.
Oh.
What is it? Just under 70%. Quite a lot.
Double rainbow.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen many a double rainbow. Yeah. Love double rainbow.
I feel like there'll be another moon landing.
Oh, well, they did announce
it. Are they doing that now?
Yeah. I don't see the point.
Wait, are they doing one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, Harry again?
No. She didn't go to the moon. She just went.
Katie Perry again. She didn't even leave the atmosphere.
Yeah. She just chilled in space for 5 seconds. No, it was 11 seconds, yeah. I thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even if they went up at all.
True.
No,
it's not a moon landing.
Oh. No.
But they're looking at. What, you can live? You're booking hotel stays in space, aren't they? Is that on the moon or is that on
space? If you have a look at the moon, it's covered in craters. Do you know what I mean? Because there's like 100 large meteorites land on the moon every hour. And then the smaller ones. So like there's nothing protecting the moon. So if you think you're sending me up to stay up there for something to hit me, good luck.
Yeah, and like I
don't go out without a helmet on, for crying out loud.
Not even that. We can barely afford hotels in Ireland. Never mind in space.
Yeah.
Like what?
They ain't cheap.
No. Mm.
Check booking.com.
I love that's the reason.
For a bit of a lunar stay.
Yeah.
Earth view only.
No, it's not.
All right,
go to the moon.
We need some guesses. 087-1102-107. The question.
68% of people think that we will see this during our lifetime. What is that?
A leprechaun.
Oh.
This could be the lifetime, Cooper. Yeah.
Might see it. Might finally find them.
A unicorn then?
Oh.
A leprechaun riding a unicorn. No.
That's too far.
With a rainbow tattoo.
A double rainbow tattoo.
Oh my God. That's it. A tattooed unicorn, a rainbow tattooed unicorn with a leprechaun riding on it. That has got to be the answer.
Funnily enough, it's not. No.
Boring! All right, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon your answer is to this?
68% of people think we will see this during our lifetime. What is it?
Me getting the timing right on this show. Ella's in for Una. It's Cooper here with you. Are you related to Ella Henderson because you've got the first same name?
No, but a distant cousin of Mariah Carey, I am.
You're not, are you?
I swear to God. No, I am.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met her?
No, have not, unfortunately. But we are like 67th cousins.
Nice.
Ooh, wow. Mm.
Famous cousins that I have, a bit like that. Distant cousin, Graham Norton.
Oh, wow. We. I can kind of see a bit of Graham in you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dripping with wealth. That's what it is.
Yeah.
He is. I'm just poverty. Right, come here. 68% of people think we'll see this during our lifetime. What is it? Guesses on 087-1102-107. Brain computer interface, says David here.
What?
Oh, yeah. So you can control things with your, yeah, like AI stuff in your head and open the fridge and turn the blender on.
No, that's awful. I don't want that.
The first thing my head goes to.
Let's hope that's not the case.
Bake the cake.
Yeah.
Who are you telling this to, though?
This is just my internal brain voice saying, you know, making things do it.
Open the fridge, bake a cake, turn the blender
on. Turn the blender on.
The important things in life.
I'd be like, come up with the lottery numbers. Do the lottery.
Yeah.
Lodge it in my account. That's what I'd be doing.
Do you know what I think could be a thing? I know they already have it in America. Or do they have it in Ireland as well? You know, the cars that just drive themselves.
Oh yeah, Waymo.
I feel like that would be like a really like worldwide thing.
I can't ever see it happen over here.
Like, why?
I've driven a car which has self-driving capability, all right? Mm-hmm. And once you get to a country road, as you might call it, a road without lines and without a soft margin, as you might want to call it, has it. Basically, every time I put it in self-drive, with my hands on the steering wheel, all safe and all that, like this, you put it into self-drive mode, it actually tries to drive you into the ditch.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, so that's like, not good.
Yeah. Until we've no holes and straight roads and lines on our roads, never going to happen here.
That's a bit annoying.
It is. All right. So the question is?
68% of people think we will see this during our lifetime. What is this?
Harry Styles come to Ireland again.
What?
All right, Donald, the question we're asking this morning, we're getting guesses in on 087-1102-107.
68% of people think we will see this during our lifetime. What is it?
Craig says, my crypto to actually do something apart from lose money.
Aw, I don't think so, sir.
Yeah. What, you don't think it'll ever?
Yeah, I just think crypto's crazy.
I'd love to understand it.
Same, I don't.
Yeah.
And I never will.
Same. It's not crypto. No, no.
A diet that works without suffering.
Oh, good shout.
Great one.
Pain, though. You got to have pain to get results.
It's true.
Imagine you could eat all the things you wanted to but still lose weight. That'd be handy.
Oh, God.
That's the goal, honestly.
That is the goal. Not the answer, though, I'm afraid.
Not the answer. All right, let's go here. Come on. Hello.
Hey, morning, folks. How y'all doing? Aiden here.
Hey, Aiden. What's going on?
For this morning survey, would it be anything like alien related? Like, actual proof that they are out there, or like glittery men landing on Earth sometime. I don't know. That's my guess for this morning.
Aiden, did you say little glittery men?
It's raining men!
Did you say little glittery men?
I thought he said little green men.
Green men, yeah.
Hang on. Or like glittery men.
Oh,
it's
well,
a
maybe.
Tough distinction there. I think he
glittery
means
men. Glittery men. Glittery men.
I'm going to go glittery men.
It's raining!
Glittery man landing from different planets on our.
Yes, we've got a right answer. Aiden is correct.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Oh, no,
really?
Real first contact with intelligent little glittery men, alien life. Yeah.
Oh, wow. In fairness, we were kind of onto it with our moon landing and leprechauns.
Yeah,
they are little green men.
Yeah, true.
We got it, Cooper.
We're so close.
Are you on my team? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Rhyme, it's a game where you can win the entire contents of Una's drawers. That's basically whatever she steals and stashes and puts in there, and then we go and take it out on a Friday to the person who has the highest score of the week. This morning we played with Sarah from Galway. Wait till you find out what Sarah does.
Loughrea, County Galway. Let's go to our contestant this morning. It's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Really good, thanks very much. Is it true that you pulled over your tipper truck?
I am pulled on the side of the road outside Athenry.
Does a tipper have a cab, like a roof or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm in the warmth of my cab. I can't complain.
Oh, wow.
Much of the rain outside.
Apparently you're doing all right on TikTok because you're the only female tipper truck driver in your company. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I started 5 months ago and I just posted a video for the pure fun of it and it's getting a few views. Not massive now, but at the same time, if you were to bring the 2,500 people into a function room, you'd know all about it.
Damn right. Get them to pay a couple of quid to come see you, you know, honk your horn and your tipper talk or whatever you be doing.
Yeah.
Also, though, but they will come and see you because you're a country music singer as well, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, I do play and write a few country tunes.
My God. It's so funny because, you know, you're from Galway, your name is Sarah, you're a country music singer, and also you drive a tipper truck. I'm pretty sure there's already a song about that life, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean?
Surely.
I think there is. Let's have a listen to this.
Well, Sarah's from Galway. She sings real sweet with a cowboy hat and muddy boots on her feet. By night, she's on stage, got the crowd on.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll
take that.
Telling you. There you go now.
Amazing.
I knew there was a song about your life.
There you go.
No, that's real. Yeah. All right, come here.
Ironically, I wear a Western cowboy hat when I play my gigs.
Oh, my God. So, Sarah, there's a game called Rhyme It. We're going to give you a word. You got to rhyme every single answer with that word. You'll have 30 seconds to play. Get the highest score of the week and you win the contents of Una's drawers.
All right.
The word you're rhyming with this morning is?
Sweat.
Oh, okay.
Sweat. S-W-E-A-T. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. We'll wing it.
Good, excellent. Your 30 seconds start now.
Okay, a segment of a tennis match that includes multiple games.
Yes.
A guitar has many of these down its neck.
Right.
A rapid stream of liquid or gas forced out of a small opening. If I want to buy a bunny, I'd go to what shop?
Pet.
If you can see someone is anxious, you might tell them not to.
Right.
If your pet is unwell, you'll take them to see the.
Right.
The basketball must land in what score?
Yes.
And a period in which a room or property is rented.
Half.
Time is up.
Oh, wow.
How many is six? It six? Mm-hmm. Six!
Well
all
done.
Right! On number three, you pass a rapid stream of liquid or gas forced out of a small opening. Straight away, I was thinking, fart does not rhyme with sweat.
Yeah.
it's jet. It was the answer to that. You got six. That's really good. That's a very, very amicable score to kick off the week. So far, you're in the leading to win the entire contents of Una's drawers. How do you feel about that?
Might be, sure, we'll see what's in it.
Tell you what else is in it, this is it, here we go. Come on, Sarah, here we go, sing this song.
I like the fiddle riff in that, it's cool.
We will become millionaires someday soon, Sarah, of doing some songs. All right,
we'll
listen.
We'll do together, though,
yeah. Sounds good. Come here, thank you so much for coming on. Happy tipper truck and be safe. Where can people find you on TikTok if people want to go see what you're up to?
Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. Sarah Weir's official.
All right, there you go. There you
Unreal.
Go. Nice one. You should have a couple more new followers there.
Yeah, check me out.
Creeping on Sarah, tipping her truck.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Ella's in for Una. That means we hand over the reins to Ella this morning for Auntie Ella. What's going on?
Okay, we got this message in. Hey, Angie, Ella, I'm really hoping for some badly needed advice. My girlfriend recently moved into my place. Lovely. She brought her dog. To be clear, I love dogs. I initially had no problem with her bringing the dog, but she failed to tell me that the dog sleeps in the bed with her. So now the dog is sleeping in the bed with us. He snores like a train, which wouldn't be too bad if he didn't stare at me and growl every time me and herself are having a cuddle, if you know what I mean. It's affecting my performance, or lack of. She'll only let me take the dog off the bed and into a small dog bed for him in the corner. She refuses to put the dog downstairs. She says he'll be scared on his own in the new surroundings, but like, how else is he going to get used to it? I had no idea that the dog would be stuck to her from morning till night. It's sad to say, but I'm competing with a pug for my girlfriend's affections. Any tip, lads? Kevin and Leash.
Hang on a sec. This is his house?
Yes.
And she's moved in?
With her pug.
Okay.
Now, from a previous pug owner, I used to own a pug, Rip Boo. They are clingy.
Yeah.
They're really clingy.
This sounds like she got a boyfriend to move in with to look after her dog.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it just sounds like she's more involved with the dog. But the dog doesn't belong in the bed anyway. That's another discussion.
No, I don't like that at all.
No, not into that.
When there's already two people in the bed. There's no room for a dog.
Even if it's just you in the bed.
No
room for the dog. I know people, there's a big debate about that and stuff, but no.
Like, I get it if dogs are indoor and they're like, you know, they're obviously a bit cleaner than an outdoor dog, but I still don't enjoy the thoughts of like waking up to a pooch beside me.
Yeah, and it's doggy breath breathing directly down your mouth.
Yeah, and drooling on you.
Yeah, because it's time to get up. Okay,
yeah.
All right, okay, good boy. Now go away, close the door on your way and put on the coffee. All right, be interested to see what people think about this. So the dog snores, the dog sleeps in the bed. It's affecting poor Kevin and his performance and his intimate time with his girlfriend who's moved into his house.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? 087-1102-107. What do you reckon? Auntie Ella this morning. Kasuna's off today. So what is being asked here with Auntie Ella?
Do you want the whole thing or a summary?
Yeah, let's summarise it up.
Okay, Kevin has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She has moved in with him. But she's also brought her dog, a pug. It's very needy. Dog sleeps in the bed with said couple. Can't go downstairs because he'll cry. And the dog in the bed is affecting Kevin's performance.
Oh, poor Kevin.
Poor Kevin.
Put your foot down, says Robbie. It's your house. Maybe a nice bed present for the dog. And say it can sleep in the kitchen or the porch.
Yeah. Maybe. It's your house.
Yeah, it's your house. Put your foot down there now. You're right. 087-1102-107. I'm a doggy, mama. If he doesn't like the dog in the bed, time to move on. If he doesn't like it, he should be gone. That's from Rachel.
Yeah, but he can't leave his own house, Rachel.
Oh, this is very true.
So unfortunately, the lady and her dog is going to have to go.
Congratulations, you get to keep your dog in my house.
Yeah.
Time to have a serious conversation. It's you or the dog. That's from Sive. Under no circumstances should you have let her bring the dog into your bed. Sounds like you're wrapped around a little finger. And you would probably ask how high if she said jump to your cop on, grow a pair and get a new girlfriend. That's
wow. Okay, well, sometimes people are blinded by love. And that happens.
Yeah. She must be really nice.
Yeah, she must be really, really nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, come on, Adam.
All right, Kevin, you're just going to have to just go right out and just say it to your girlfriend, like, I don't want the dog in the bed. Like, there's no way around that. Do you know what I mean? Some people are very protective of their dog. Like, very, like, you know, if the dog stepped in their bed ever since the dog and the pup.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's probably going to be very unlikely that they're going to agree with that, but you're just going to have to say that. Let your girlfriend know you don't want the dog in the bed.
Yeah.
And just take it from there. Just that's all you can really do.
Yeah. And maybe while she's making a decision what she's going to do to you, you could help her pack her bags.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think? 087-1102-107. She moves in, brings her dog, and insists that the dog sleeps in the bed because the dog has always slept in the bed, and it's affecting your relationship, basically. There's not enough time for some. Ella, Auntie Ella this morning, give us a summarize of the message that came in.
Kevin in Leash got in touch. He has a new missus. New missus has a dog. The dog is a pug and it's very needy. The dog sleeps in the bed with them and affects their relationship.
All right. So messages coming in at 087-1102-107. What should they do?
Speaking from experience, a girl who has their dog in the bed will also turn into a girl that will want chickens and then will want pigs and then will want sheep and then will want like raised beds and, you know, stuff like this. So you need to kind of draw the line now if you don't want a pet farm in your house in the long term, or just put up with it but know that in a few years' time she will want chickens and pigs and all sort of little pygmy animals in around the house and stuff. So if that's not what you want your life to be, get rid of her right now, because that's what's going to come. Because that's what happened to my fella. And now we have 16 chickens, 2 pigs, a goat called Seamus, and 7 horses. And there's more things coming. But he knew, because I let Ollie into the bed, my dog. And yeah, just... you need to make a decision. Is this the life for you?
Wait, I love that. I love that so much. The little pet farm.
I love the human names for them. Is it Ollie yeah. the Ghost? Yeah, that's fantastic. I suppose, yeah, thank you for being honest about that as well. If you're the type of person that does bring your dog into bed,
yeah.
it will develop into hens and pygmy pigs and tiny
and a whole
goats.
Pet farm.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, God, somebody's replies. Have an honest conversation with her. Come to a compromise. That's how relationship works. These are adults, not children. Speak to each other.
That's some very real advice we just got there.
Yeah, honest conversations, though, they can always give me the, oh. So you don't like confrontation at the best of times.
You wouldn't perform in front of your children. So like being a dog mom, it's the same thing. So she's 100% using that dog as a block.
Oh, maybe. That's actually a good one. Maybe she's not into him in that way.
But why move like, into him? Stop wasting his time.
Maybe she likes him as a friend and a bit of company. Who knows?
Get another bloody dog.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
It's a game that never fails to be fun. It's a game of truth or trash.
Truth or trash. And today we're doing a very special truth or trash. Shout out to our Australian friends and all of our friends who've gone to Australia to just escape this country. So shout out to all of you. We love you very much. Fair dinkum. Throw us Barbie at it.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever.
That's the Australian national anthem.
No matter where
isn't that?
I think it's similar.
You're my guiding star.
There you go. Could play the whole thing. Okay, so truth and trash today is Australian facts. So, Donald, you're up first.
Australia Day edition, yes. Russell Crowe, well-known Australian. Before his acting career, he had a music career as a rockabilly singer.
Rockabilly.
And his stage name was Russ Leray. Russ Leray.
Spell that.
R-U-S-S.
Yeah.
Space Ellie. Like,
are you Googling
French.
It?
A pen and paper. Does it look like
oh,
a Googler?
All right,
Nan.
I was like, wow, cheater.
Oh my God, you're such an unk. Are you Googling it with your pen and paper? I got a sec to like zoom in. Le what?
R-O-A. Russ Leroy.
I'm going to go with trash.
Okay.
Honestly, for no other reason than just my brain says trash.
Russell Crowe is a finger in many pies. Rockabilly music.
Rockabilly. I know he does love music, and that doesn't look like something that you'd make up, so I'm locking that in as true.
Do you not think I'm smart enough to make something up? Okay, fair enough. It is true, yeah.
Oh, no!
He released a single titled I Want to Be Like Martin Brando.
Okay.
Marlon or?
Marlon, yeah.
Marlon
yeah,
Brando.
I read it wrong. It's Marlon Brando, yeah. Famous.
Very cool. All right. Would you like to go or will I go?
Go on, work away.
Okay, Australia Day. Happy Australia Day. Kangaroos have a habit of kicking in front doors because they are attracted to the lights inside, so you have to take out special insurance specifically for damage caused to your house by kangaroos.
Oh. I feel like kangaroos are definitely capable of kicking down a door.
Have you ever seen the video? It was on TikTok there only recently. It was a guy who like did this amazing like parachute jump, and he like comes down, he circles around. It's really risky environment and everything like this. And as he's like landing, there's a kangaroo hightailing it for him. And when he lands, the kangaroo launches and then just kicks him.
She lands. I did not see the kangaroo assault.
Oh, they're wild, those kangaroos.
Oh my God, why do I want to say that's true? But also, it's kind of crazy to be true. Like, how would they know to go bang on the door, like?
It's the lights. It's like, you know, the way moths and everything like that. And insects are always attracted to lights. Kangaroos see a light in the inside. They're like, oh, I want to be in there.
I'm going to go with...
Oh, I think there's something happening there that I want to be part of. So they're like, yeah, hightailed it in and start kicking down the door.
I've never heard of kangaroos being attracted to light, though.
Yeah,
no. Never, not once. I'm going to go with trash as well.
Yeah. Okay, lock it in.
I'd say there could be an extra insurance for animal damage. Mm-hmm. I don't know specifically because a kangaroo wants to be inside.
It's a specific kangaroo.
I'm going to say true.
Okay, so lock it in. Oh, you're using my lock-in session. I'll let you have that. There you go.
Okay,
no, it's trash. I made it.
Yay, got one right.
All right. Well, I'm sure there has to be some sort of an animal has tried to kill me insurance in Australia.
Oh, possibly.
Oh, yeah. They're all trying to kill you.
They're wild, aren't they?
Mm. Anyway, what I bring to the table today.
Okay.
There's more snow on the mountains in Australia than there is on the mountains in Switzerland. Hmm. Yeah. It's better to go skiing in Australia, which is a really warm country, than it is literal Switzerland.
You hear about it all the time.
Oh, wait.
It's ski time of the year. Certainly is hitting dead end up.
I've heard there is snow in Australia. I don't know if there's more than Switzerland, though.
Fair.
I'm going to say trash because I just think the Swiss Alps, there's a lot of snow.
Lot of schnackte. Lock it in, Donald.
Locked.
I'm saying true. Australia's big. Mm. And they get more snow in the Australian Alps than they do the Swiss Alps.
That's true!
Yeah! I know my Australian facts. Here we go.
The moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Happy Australia Day.
So glad we could celebrate it.
Oh, absolutely. Just to know. Just to everybody. Hold me in your arms. That's one thing I love about student parties. You can play the Home and Away theme song. Yeah. It could be the biggest song of the night. It's absolutely wild.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I wonder how much trouble I'm in after revealing what I lied about. I suppose we'll find out tomorrow. But what were you lying about? How's it going? Alison for Una this morning. Having fun so far?
I'm always having fun when I'm here.
Well, we want to know about your lies. Do you know what I mean? I've got to call you out on this.
Okay.
There's this guy and he's been lying to his son for 24 years and he can't deal with it anymore. He's absolutely mortified. He said before he was into manatees. Do you know those cute kind of like, they look like seals.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And okay. So for years and years and years, he's been gifted manatee gifts. So it might be a mug with a manatee on it. It might be a t-shirt with a manatee. It might be a cuddly manatee. He actually has no interest in manatees and he's sick of getting stuff with manatee things on it and he can't take the lie anymore. So I'm just wondering, is there anything that you've kind of gone with all your life and people latch on to it and they always gift you? And I can relate to the manatee guy.
Why?
Right, I like Star Wars.
Okay.
All right. I think it's good, but I'm not obsessed with it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But everybody thinks I am obsessed with it. And I can't go a birthday or a Christmas without getting Star Wars gifts.
Okay.
Like, I literally am wearing...
Oh, he's showing us right now.
Yeah, Boba Fett Star Wars socks.
Oh, yeah, he is. He
because
really is.
Most of my socks for Christmas, which I wanted and I'm very grateful of, are Star Wars.
Did this stem from one time you said, I liked Star Wars, and all of a sudden everyone just went, okay, he's obsessed?
I think so. Like, I had Star Wars toys growing up. And I always loved the movies and, you know, I wanted my kids to watch Star Wars, but I'm not obsessed with it the way, like, because when people say, oh, what do you think? It's like when they went to the planet Hoth and then they went thing, then they found a Star Wars lightsaber up somebody's bum. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. I mean, I couldn't name a single planet or a person from the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know, Ella, is there anything that you've lied about that you can't go on with? Like, this is, we're all being honest here. Oh, by the way, if you want to have a, you know, we're here for you. 087 1-102-107.
I honestly feel like I'm such an open book that there's nothing I've ever lied about, because if you ever want to know something about me, I'm probably just going to tell you because I just don't care.
Oh.
Unless it's like something I need to take to the grave, fair. But other than that, I feel like I haven't white lied about anything. Okay. Like, as in, like, I probably have before, but nothing comes to mind.
Sounds like you're lying right now.
I could be. I could be.
Have you, Donald? Have you ever lied about something and then people have just gone with it?
Yeah, just the innocent kind of ones. Like, an ex-girlfriend, I met the parents, and she made this, the mother made this casserole, which is fine. And then she made this point of going, oh, how was it? Did you like it? And I was just like, it wasn't that, it was nothing that nice. It was, I just went, oh yeah, that was really nice. And then for the year we were together, every time I went to their house, oh, I've made your favourite casserole.
Oh, right, okay.
And I was like, oh, thanks.
That's a tricky one with food. Yeah. You know, I think with food, if you don't like something, just be like, nah, it's not for me.
But not when you meet the parents.
Oh, no, no, be open and honest with them. Yeah, yeah, it's not for me.
That was terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't make me that again. Yeah, yeah.
Double down on it. Okay, 087-110-2107. Is there anything that you've kind of lied about and you're just like, and you're regretting it because people are obsessed, like, with continuously giving you a casserole? me, do you know what, whatever. Like, I have ice cube, silicone, Star Wars shape makers and cookie shapes in the shape of stormtroopers. I think that's what they're called. I don't know. Because I once said I like Star Wars. Now, everybody, I do like it, but I'm not as obsessed. Anyway, 087-110-2107. What are the things that you really regret lying about? Because you may be getting a lot of attention around that. We were talking about this man who regrets telling everybody in his life that he likes manatees because he's getting sick and tired of getting t-shirts with manatees, socks with manatees, cups, mugs, little cuddly toys with manatees. People just keep giving them.
Oh no, I have since actually, I know I said previously that I didn't have a lie, but I have since previously thought about a situation that, oh yeah, I did get caught out here.
Oh my God.
So I was on
Ella has a little white lie.
A small white lie. Well, I got caught out on it. So when I was single, I was on a night out and a fella wanted to buy me some orange juice. And I was like, I'm all good for the orange juice. Thank you so much. And he was like, no, please. I insist, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no. And do you know what? I don't know what you're getting at here anyway, but I have a boyfriend anyway. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, show me him. And I was like, oh.
Show me him.
He's like,
he's on me pockets.
Oh no, straight up. He was like, show me him. So, and I was like, we just don't have any photos together. And he was like, why? He's your boyfriend. I was like, we just don't. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Is he now your boyfriend?
No, he is not.
Oh my God.
But that was what I wasn't getting, I expected to get hit with. All right, show me him so.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, he really clocked me there. He knew that I was lying.
I would have gone out with him.
Really? Why? Yeah. Just because he was so upfront?
Yeah, absolutely. He's just like, he saw right through you. There's no BS about this guy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, to be fair.
If you met Elle on a night out and you offered to buy her an orange juice and she didn't really have a boyfriend, said she did and you called her out and it's, I reckon she might go, oh no, you have a boyfriend now, don't you?
No, I did respect it. And like, I was going to be like, oh, I'm lying. And then I was like, no, I can't do that. So I just walked away.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
all right.
Worse.
Keep your WhatsApps coming. 087-110-2107. Little kind of white lies that you've been called out of. Ella's in for Una this morning. We're talking about the man who said he likes manatees. And everybody kind of like latched onto that. He didn't actually care for manatees. I'm sure he did. Yeah, cool. They're cool animals. But everyone's buying them manatee t-shirts, socks, and little cuddly manatees. And we're wondering, what are those little white lies did you tell? You told one, didn't you? To a poor lad who was just trying to flirt with you.
Yeah. I said I had a boyfriend and I didn't have a boyfriend. And he said, show me your boyfriend. And I said,
called you out.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, madam. Could I do you the honours of buying you an orange juice? Concentrate.
Okay. Are you going to see proof of my boyfriend too?
I think we all want to see proof of it now.
Doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Wendy in Galway. Cooper, I...
What, Wendy?
Feel as if you told everybody now that you don't like Star Wars, so hopefully you should not get Star Wars stuff anymore. But also people could just, like, say that they're not really into something. I don't know. Like, tell people what you want for Christmas and your birthday. There's also that option that you literally tell people what it is that you want. I don't know why there's such an aversion for wish lists. It's a bit weird. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. I kind of did tell everybody what I wanted.
I also fear it's not that deep.
Mine?
Yeah.
No, I literally wanted to, like, there's a particular type of t-shirt that I buy online. And I said, just give us a voucher for that. And the response I got was, boring.
Boring.
I'm like, oh my God.
No, Cooper, you're more obsessed with gravy boats. And this is a gravy boat that we have probably over a year. And we have never used it. It's just taken up space in the house.
Well, that's a you thing, not using your gravy boat. Gotta use those gravy boats. Listen, thank you so much for all your messages and all your little white lies.
Are you on my tennis?
Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
There you go. That's the show. And Una will be back tomorrow. We look forward to it. Thank you so much for having a listen. Make sure you like, share, subscribe and get it on the new Go Loud app. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio.